Next on RadioSt.Pete.com, a replay of Tuesday afternoon's 3:30 briefing from Mayor Rick Kreisman of the City of St. Petersburg.
So first, a few quick updates today. I always want to give you our situation report. There's been roughly 9,000 tests that have been performed so far here. And as of this morning, nearly 500 of those tests came back positive in Pinellas County. Nearly 100 people in Pinellas have been hospitalized to date. And that means about 20% of people who contract the virus in Pinellas end up in a hospital. And 14 of our residents have passed away due to COVID-19. In St. Pete, 136 residents have been confirmed positive as of our last tally. And while our numbers continue to climb, albeit not at an alarming rate, our goal is to flatten the curve. And that hasn't happened yet. The curve has not flattened out yet. I also want to be clear about the data that we have here in Florida. And this is the best available data. It's the only scorecard that we have. But here's what we don't know. The amount of test results that are backlogged. The amount of people who are asymptomatic, who are walking around with zero symptoms, and as such have yet to be tested, or who may be infecting others. The social distancing measures St. Pete has taken, as well as cities around the world, are meant to help flatten that curve and to serve as a pause so that we don't overwhelm our healthcare system. Now, there is evidence that our efforts at social distancing are working here. Locally, the data is encouraging, but until the curve is flattened and we're on the other side of the peak, this is no time to let off the gas. There is more we can do, and based on some behaviors of late, we feel there is more we need to do to stay ahead of the virus. So later this week, I will be closing our tennis courts, our pickleball courts, our skate parks, and our dog parks. Now, I'm not a fan of making incremental changes, but I do feel strongly that closing these gathering spots will be in the best interest of public health and safety. And again, I encourage you to use our park system wisely. Please use our park system wisely, as we are in fact enforcing social distancing guidelines found in the emergency order of both the governor and Pinellas County. Now, this is also an important week for us in St. Pete as it relates to our city government meetings. Our city council will be reconvening on Thursday via the Zoom webinar tool, and you are invited to participate and to observe. So please visit stpete.org/meetings, stpete.org/meetings, to learn more about our Thursday council meeting and future meetings. My administration and city council are excited about getting back to work in this way and moving city businesses forward, even during this challenging time. At Thursday's council meeting, we will also be giving an update related to our Fighting Chance Fund. Now, this program was designed to help our small businesses, our small business owners, and their employees, and we've already distributed money to many of them. In fact, money began landing in people's accounts just 48 hours after we received their application. And I am incredibly proud of the city team behind this effort, and it is really an illustration of not just good government, but efficient government, which seems to be a rarity these days. I'm also proud to announce that there will be a second phase to this program. As part of that second phase, we are expanding the eligibility criteria for businesses and individuals by making three changes to the requirements for businesses and one for individuals. For businesses, we're opening up the requirements to allow one, businesses located in St. Pete to receive funding even if the owner does not live in St. Pete. Two, the business to be eligible even if it's only been open and doing business for 6 months rather than the 1 year that it's required in phase one. And three, we've clarified that travel agencies are now included in personal services, given the impact this crisis has also had on them. Individuals will now qualify if they work or worked for a business located in St. Pete that is in one of the four business types listed and the business employs 25 or less. So, what does it all mean? It means that more help is on the way. Look for an announcement soon of when applications will be available under this second phase. And we can provide even more help if our corporate community and others continue to step up to the plate and make contributions to our Fighting Chance Fund. These contributions complement the city's commitment and allow us to continue to expand the program and the fund. And here's how you can help. Go to PinellasCF.org/fighting chance. PinellasCF.org/fighting chance. That's the Pinellas Community Foundation's website. Look for our Fighting Chance Fund on their website. You can make your donation right there. We make it real easy for you. We want to encourage you to do that. Again, thank you in advance for helping out our small businesses and their employees, and of course, for helping to make the sun shine so brightly here on us in St. Petersburg. And now, as I always do, I will take some media questions from Yolanda Fernandez. Yolanda?
Mayor, we have the following questions from I Love the Berg and WFLA-TV. Is the city considering a curfew and or a mask requirement like Hillsborough County is doing?
So at the present time, the city is not considering implementing a curfew. It's not something I anticipate us doing anytime soon. As to the mask requirement, as we said previously, the CDC has recommended that if you're going outside your home, that you wear a mask if you have one available, whether it's a cloth mask or one that you've gotten at the store. But what's really important is you're doing it for a couple reasons. One, it's to keep those around you when you're out and about safe, and it's to keep yourself safe. But also remember this, don't let that mask serve as the barrier that you feel comfortable with all of a sudden. You still need to maintain social distancing. The mask alone will not protect you. Social distancing is the best thing you can do for yourself. On top of that, add the mask, but we're not going to require that.
This question is from WTSP and I Love the Berg. Since the launch of the Fighting Chance Fund, how much money has been awarded to small businesses in the Berg, and how many applications have you received?
So to date, we've received roughly 1,800 applications from both individuals and businesses. And thus far, we've awarded approximately $77,000 to individuals and businesses. We continue to process them as they come in, so keep sending them in. We still have money available.
Here's a question from WTSP and Fox 13. The county is considering reopening the beaches on a limited basis. How would you feel about that?
So I think it's really important for a couple things to happen. Number one, I think it's important to have a phased plan for how we're going to bring life back to normal once we are past the peak and once that flattening of the curve has happened. So those are the things that have to happen, I believe, before we start looking at doing things on a piecemeal basis. So let's get the curve flattened, let's get past the peak, and let's have a phased-in plan in place. For us in St. Petersburg, we quite frankly don't have a lot of beaches, and so the impact on whatever the county decides isn't going to be significant on us here in St. Petersburg, but we certainly are planning on putting that phased-in plan in place, and we look forward to working with the county on theirs. I guess that was the only question. So again, I thank you all for watching. Thank you for being safe. You're always safer at home. Stay home as often as you can, as much as you can. Only go out if it's essential, and keep yourself safe, your family safe, and our community safe. We're going to get past this, St. Petersburg. We're going to do it together, and the sun's going to continue to shine on us. Thanks so much.
Mayor Rick Kreisman speaking Tuesday afternoon on a live Facebook Live briefing from the city of St. Petersburg.